Beit Saperek Gimel Mishnah Beis, still hanging out with the Malacha of trapping. Mitzudos Chaya Va'of V'dagim She'asan Me'erev Yontif. If somebody set traps for animals or birds or fish before Yontif, and then when he got there on Yontif morning, he found animals caught there, Lo Yitol Mehem B'Yontif, he's not allowed to take the animals out of the traps on Yontif, because we're worried they were trapped on Yontif, and therefore they're Muktza, and you can't eat them or move them or touch them. Unless he knows for certain that they were trapped before Yontif, and this Tana holds that if there's a Safek Muchan, if it's a Safek if they were trapped, then you still have to worry about Muktza, according to this Tana Kama. There was, in fact, an incident where a guy brought fish to Rabban Gamliel on Yontif, and we didn't know whether they were caught before Yontif or on Yontif. Valmar Mutarinhein, Rabban Gamliel said they can be eaten. But I do not want to accept a present from him. I'm not on friendly terms with this particular guy, and I don't want to take a present from him. But it's not an issue of the food being usser. It's just an issue of me taking it from this guy. The same would be true, says the Gemara, about fruit that we don't know if it was picked before Yontif or on Yontif. As long as there was, according to the Tana Kama, a possibility that it was picked on Yontif, then it would be Muktza and it would be prohibited. And that's according to the Tana Kama. Others might hold differently. Mishnah Gimel, Behema Mesukenes. If an animal is endangered, it's dangerously ill, and it's going to die at some point soon, and you're not going to get to Shechtan in time, and if it didn't get shechted in the time, of course, you would not be allowed to eat it. Now, why anybody wants to eat this dangerously ill animal is a different question, but nevertheless, so what is he going to do? So according to the Mefarshim, what's happening here is that the owner has eaten already, and he doesn't need meat for Yontif, but he wants to shecht the animal immediately so that he can chop it up and then cook it before he loses the entire value of the animal that's going to die without ever being shechted properly. Lo yishchot, he's not allowed to shecht it on Yontif, because you're allowed to shecht if you need something on Yontif. But if the only reason to shecht this behemoth is to prevent losing a lot of money on a dead behemoth, that is not going to qualify for him to be able to do his malacha, tzarech ochel nefesh. Ela imkein yeshahus biyom lechol menu kazayis tzali. Unless there is enough time left during the day of Yontif that he would be able to roast at least a kazayas-sized piece of meat and eat it on Yontif. Even if there's only enough time to broil it, which is a quicker way of cooking it, he'll barbecue it super quick, then he would be allowed to shecht it as long as there's enough time left, because he can call it preparing Yontif food, even though it's only a kazayas, but that one kazayas would be enough to allow him to shecht the entire animal on Yontif in this kind of situation. Now, obviously, he doesn't need the meat. He already ate lunch. This is Shalashuddha's time. He's not hungry anymore, but nevertheless, the Chachamim let him kind of get away with it in this case. It's a ha'arama. It's kind of a trick to allow him to do it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva is going to be more makil than the Tana Kama. He says that you can shecht it afilu kazayas chai, even if there would only be enough time to eat a piece of the meat raw, that's what kazayas, mi beis tivichasa, from the place where the shechita is made, the part of the neck where they slice for the shechita. That means that it's literally 2 seconds after the shechita, he could just cut that piece of raw meat. Even if that's all the time that he would have, then he can still shecht it on Yontif according to Rabbi Akiva. This is clearly too big of a trick, and so in fact we don't pass him like Rabbi Akiva on this. That's too mekil. Shchot of asada, if he shechted an animal in the field, and this is whether it's a sick animal, a healthy animal, whatever it might be. Lo yivien avamot uvamota. He is not allowed to bring it from the field to his house on a pole, or mota, a litter made, you know, of a cloth stretched between several poles. This kind of carrying it is going to attract a lot of attention, and it's clearly going to look like a weekday activity rather than a Yontif activity, so it doesn't look proper to do on Yontif. Although maybe biyado evarim evarim, but he can't chop it up and bring each piece in his hand limb by limb. It's going to be a lot more walking, so it seems like he's being matriach himself more on Yontif, but by doing it this way, he's not going to draw so much public attention to the fact that he shechted it on Yontif out on the field, and then is carrying it back.